2004, the Lord gave me a life assignment. It's out of Joshua 1. And whenever he speaks to me from Joshua 1, I know he's getting ready to ask me to obey him in a specific way. Tonight he spoke to me out of Joshua. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead the people to possess the land. I swore to their ancestors I would give it to them. Be strong and be very courageous and be careful to do and obey all the instructions that I've given you. Do not deviate from them. Don't turn to the right or to the left, and then you'll be successful in everything you do. Study the book of instruction continually and meditate on it day and night, and you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command: be strong and courageous, and do not be afraid or be discouraged. Amen. We started meeting here on March 11th. God called us apart as a very special group of people to begin to wait on him, to begin to grow in him, to begin to mature in him, to begin to unify in him, to learn what it was to hear God individually, and then to come together corporately for God to teach us how to submit ourselves to one another and to him, and how to hear his voice more and more clearly. We've been here about four months, if I count right, in 2 weeks. I grew up in a military family, and I was married to a military man for 39 years. And so the military is something that I understand. It's been my culture most of my life. And so that's one of the ways God deals with me and speaks to me, because it's a language I understand. And God has been stirring my heart for about 3 days now. And he's been saying some things to me that I feel I need to open my heart and share with you and pray out with you. For everything, there's a season and there's a time. And as we come apart and we hear the Lord and we obey the Lord the best we know how, he's so faithful to just keep speaking through different ones and bringing forth his word, encouraging us and instructing us. And the stirring I begin to feel in my heart is that we need to be very careful not to get too comfortable in here, not to get too familiar in here, and not to fall into any form in here. Because the Spirit of God is alive and fluid and energy and always moving and always taking us someplace. And Pastor Michael has shared with us before that when we're waiting, it doesn't mean we aren't doing anything. It means we're very focused. We're very intentional. We're growing more and more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. In Isaiah 42, he began to speak to me and he says, the Lord will march forth like a mighty hero. He will come up out like a warrior full of fury. He will shout his battle cry and crush all his enemies. He will say, I have long been silent. Yes, I have restrained myself. But now, like a woman in labor, I will cry and groan and pant. I will level the mountains and the hills and blight all their greenery. I will turn the rivers into dry land, and I will dry up all the pools. I will lead blind Israel down a new path, guiding them along an unfamiliar way. I believe that God has been leading us down a path, and we know it's been unfamiliar. we've had to stay in tune with him and listen carefully to know where we're going. It's an unfamiliar way. I will brighten the darkness before them and smooth out the road ahead of them. Yes, I will indeed do these things. I will not forsake them. And I just believe he's put some prayers in my heart tonight over our city, over our group, over our land. And I pray that you'll just pray with me as I pray. I'm going to obey the Holy Spirit the best I know how. But he wants to release some things for us. He wants to move some things for us. He's moving, and we're moving with him. Amen. Even though we're waiting on him, we're moving with him. Oh, shabariando bakia shabranda babakiando. Ama shanda bakiato. Asha bakiato brianda. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for where you have placed us, God. We thank you, God, that Jeremiah 29:11 is written for us, that you have a plan and a purpose for our life, that you are a God with intention, that you are a God with purpose. Father, we thank you. We thank you that it is you that have called us apart, God. Father, that you've spoken to us, that you've called us by name, God, that you have a purpose and a plan for us. Father, we thank you that you have chosen for us to live in this area, in this city, in this region, with great purpose. Father, you are preparing us for what is coming in this region. We have been specifically chosen, Lord, for this area. And we just thank you, Father, that you're going before us and that you know what this day and tomorrow holds, Lord. Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. You know how to pray out the will and the purpose of God. Oh, shabriando bakianda bashanda. Aria kabashanda bakianda. Father, we thank you for the many wells in this region. We thank you for the rivers in this region, oh God. We thank you for the prayers of the saints that have prayed in this region for years, oh God. And that soon, God, we will see the prayers come to fruition. They will begin to meet, God. All of the prayers will begin to meet, God. And we will begin to see a breaking in and a breaking out unlike we've ever seen. Father, we thank you that we're in preparation for that. And tonight we speak to this region and this city and this area. And we say in the name of Jesus, let the fountains open. Let the fountains open, oh God. Oh, Father, let the waters begin to run, oh God. Father, I thank you. They're going to begin to run through this city and this region, God. They're going to begin to run into this house, oh God. You're stirring the waters, oh God. You're stirring the hearts of your people, oh God. Father, the waters will not always remain still, God, but they will begin to move. We release those waters to run, oh God. We release those fountains to spring up, oh God, in this region, in this city, in this church, oh God. Let the waters begin to break open, God. Oh, Father, let there begin to be a new path, a new way, a new direction, oh God. Thank you, Father. You're going to begin to move in our hearts, and you're going to begin to speak to people individually, Lord. You're going to put prayers in their heart, oh God. There's going to be a new awakening, God. There's going to be a new awakening, God. We're going to hear new things to pray, God. We're going to be arising in authority, God, and in power. You're going to give us specific things to speak to. Oh, shabariando babakia shanda, ala shaba babakiato, abriando babakia shanda, oriala la kiato bashanda. Oh, Father, we pray. We pray that you'll begin to open ancient wells. Open ancient wells, oh God. And they will begin to pour out and pour in, oh God. Begin to open your word. Open your word to your people here, God, in new ways, oh God. Begin to open your heart to your musicians, oh God. God, you're going to begin to give them new sounds, new music. It will be a forerunner of what's coming, God. Father, we just prophesy over them tonight, new sounds, new releases above upon the musicians, oh God, that lead us here. Oh, Father, that the music and the sound will arise, oh God, and it will begin to break open new places, new things, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. Father, we thank you that you have called us an army. You have called us apart as an army, God. Begin to ready our hearts, oh God. Begin to awaken us, oh God. Oh, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Coming in new power, God. Coming in new revelation, oh God. Coming in new manifestation, God. We release more courage and more boldness, oh God, that your people will begin to arise, oh God. They will begin to pray and open their mouth more. They will begin to speak more in the marketplace, God. There's coming a change, oh God. Father, as we encounter people, we will begin, under the power of the Holy Spirit, begin to speak things, begin to pray for people, God. I pray and I release in the name of Jesus that stirring to come, that anointing to begin to flow, your people to begin to lay hold of it, God, to lay hold of it and begin where they are, oh God, speaking forth your word, praying your prayers, oh God, where we have connections, where you give connections in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, not by might and not by power, but by your Spirit. You are beginning to move. You are beginning to move, God, in new areas. Father, new dimensions. Oh, we release you, Lord. We release you, Lord. Oh, Father, I know in this month of July, there's a breaking open, God. There's a rising up, God. There's a release, God, that we've not experienced until July. Father, I release it. I release it over this house. I release it over our lives. I release it over this city, God, that we'll begin to step up and step out and step into the waters and be not afraid, God. Be not afraid, God, but begin to boldly proclaim your word wherever we find ourselves, in our prayers, even in our own homes, oh God. A new level of maturity, God, a new level of obedience, God. We release it. We release it tonight, God. Let it begin to manifest. Let it begin to take hold. Release us from any familiar place. Release us from any form of godliness that has taken hold of us, God, and cause us to be wide awake and alert. Wide awake and alert. Oh, God, as I sat there tonight worshiping and praying, you said to me, and what if the enemy were to come upon you? Are you ready? Are you ready? What if the enemy were lurking about? Are you ready? Though you're in quiet and though you're in waiting, are you alert? Are you alert and awake and listening? Oh God, we pray that even in our waiting, we are wide awake. We are alert, oh God, and we are keenly listening to the Spirit, that we are ready. We are ready, God, for whatever occasion arises, oh God. Oh, make us wise as serpents and innocent as doves, God. Oh, Father, we thank you. We worship you. Oh, Father, we declare tonight we are wide awake and we are alert and we hear in the Spirit and we know how to interpret in the Spirit, God. We know how to obey you, God. Father, this waiting is profitable and it has not been in vain, oh God, but it has a purpose with intention, oh God. You have been preparing us, God. You have been preparing us for the work of the Lord, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Oh, we arise, we arise, we arise. We are those in Isaiah who arise and shine. For the light is among us and the light has come. And as the light is increased, as the light is increased, oh, so has our maturity, so has our sensitivity, so has our obedience, God. Oh, Father, we just bless us as a people tonight to hear you more keenly than we've ever heard you, to obey you more quickly than we've ever obeyed you, oh God, to go where you say go and to do what you say do, oh God. Oh, sharpen us. Sharpen the students wherever they are in school, God, and whatever they're doing and whoever they're next to, sharpen them. And may they be ready in the hour that you call upon them to speak those words of life, oh God, those words of life that those around them need. You have planted them all around the campus on purpose. They are lights. They are lights. Oh God, we know it's a Christian campus, but we know there's much darkness and we know there's much need. God, I bless these students who have come and who have sat before you, Lord, who have sowed into you, God, and sowed into your spirit. Oh God, that they are ready. They are ready to deliver whatever you put in their mouth, whatever you put in their hand. I speak upon them great influence on the campus at Lee University and at Cleveland State. They should have great influence, oh God, for the Spirit of the Lord has enlarged in them. The Spirit of the Lord has enlarged in them. Oh God, I pray they will acknowledge you inside of them, release you inside of them. God, begin to be bold and begin to be courageous by the Spirit of God. Oh, fill their mouths, fill their hearts, fill their nights and fill their days, oh God. And Father, for those of us in the marketplace, I pray, God, there's a new release, a new anointing, oh God, that we begin to experience a new level of the Holy Spirit in our lives, God. Father, we'll have opportunity to pray for people in so many different places in the city, God. I pray, God, that the Spirit of the Lord is stirred within us, God, and we open our mouth and we speak forth those words of life. Oh God, we are like Peter and John. Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, in the name of Jesus, we can say, rise up, rise up, rise up from your dark place, rise up from your unsafe place, rise up from your captivity. Oh God, I pray a release, a release, a release in those who have set themselves apart, oh God, that they will begin to see themselves as soldiers, soldiers who have been readied, who have been prepared, oh God. Oh Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. It's nothing we have done, God. We've shown up. We've done what you've asked. We've shown up, God. I thank you for the profit of that. I thank you it's profitable. It's with purpose, God. It's with fruit, God. Oh Father, I thank you. I thank you. Oh God, I just ask that there begin to be a change. There begin to be a manifestation, God, that we've not yet seen. A maturity released, God, out of this waiting, out of the faithfulness of these who have come apart, God, that we'll begin to see a release we have not seen. Experience you in a way we have not yet experienced you, oh God. I release new beginnings, new encounters, new relationships. Oh, the newness of God that you're releasing in the month of July. I release it over us, God. New things, God. New things, God. Oh, Father, fresh new things from heaven for this hour, for there is a great need, God. It's not about us, God. It's about the need in the harvest, the need in the city, the need in the marketplace, oh, God. Oh, Father, I pray that all inferiority and insecurity is under our feet and we're released at a new level, God, out of humility and meekness, which is strength under control, God, that we are not afraid of any encounter, but we are prepared and positioned, Lord. Oh, are we not those, Lord, who have come apart? Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for a new level released here, God. Father, we are expectant to see you break out, expectant to see you rise up. We are expecting new signs and new wonders and new miracles. God, it has begun. I'm beginning to see it. Father, let us believe and expect, God. And as we pray, God, Father, let our faith arise. Let our faith arise and be released, God. As we lay hands on, as we obey the word, God, let us expect to see changes, to see miracles, to see signs, to see wonders. Oh, Father, I thank you. We have waited on you, Lord, and I believe that you're waiting on us now. You're waiting on us to arise, to begin to step up, step out. Go forward. We worship you, God. We worship you.